first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Andrea Macon recalls a paralyzing incident.
Relatives were congregating at our large farmhouse for several days, and we kids quickly dispersed on horseback and motorcycles. My cousin, Peggy, and I were riding double on my bomb-proof quarter horse. Did I say bomb-proof? Actually, almost bomb-proof is more accurate. When your cousin accidentally kicks your horse in the flanks, the bomb-proof horse will explode and buck you both off in the pasture. If you are unlucky, your cousin will land directly on top of you and knock every ounce of air out of your body. I was unlucky. So there I lay, gasping for air, holding very still while I assessed my bodily damage. Was that a pang I felt in my back? Yes, my lower back was definitely not as it should be. Recalling multiple horse-related paralyzation stories, I sent Peggy running to get my parents. They arrived quickly, followed by an ambulance. The paramedics used a special stretcher that scooped me up from each side. I was checked into the hospital and carried to a room on the scoopy stretcher. As the paramedics released the scoops to settle me on the table, a very large pile of cow dung dropped to the floor. It was a miracle. My back no longer hurt. I was cured. Since that weekend, I occasionally find myself feeling paralyzed in a situation. But upon a quick assessment, I'm able to recognize a pile of dung when I see it.
Andrea Macon is a writer living in Soda Creek, California. If you would like to be on this program, send us 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.